Hello and welcome to some bonus content of the Jefferson Mad Rings podcast. Hopefully you've already listened to our draft preview and now you're like, I just want a little bit more of those three lads in my life. Here we are. Here we are with what should be about 10 minutes and little bits of extra. As always, the pod on a mission to normalise 18 leagues. And as always, I'm joined by these two wonderfully beautiful gentlemen.
Ian Harrison.
Alan Monk.
And if anyone out there is wondering how long it takes Ian to eat a biscuit, the length of our intro clip is the answer.
If anyone is out there is wondering why Ian waits until the very start of the intro to eat a biscuit, then you can join me in H in that club. It's like
just... I live it dangerously.
Yeah. But I wouldn't mind, but you're the one who starts the intro clip. So it's like you could just
danger biscuit.
Hold off a little bit longer. Before we get into my higher lower quiz that I'd put together for you, which will, you know, H set the bar quite high with his game last week. But hopefully we'll be able to reach those levels again.
The bar's that high, you have to make sure you don't trip over it.
Yeah. we did do our draft preview, which if you haven't listened to, in all honesty, you should go back and listen to. It's very interesting. And at least H made some very interesting points about various different players. I thought we'd just quickly go through our prediction for the top 10. Do you want to hit us up first, H, with how you think the top 10 of the draft will go?
Yeah, sure. I have one trade. I think there probably will be more, but I just can't. I don't know who and where and why. So I've gone Bears, one with Caleb Williams. I've gone the Commanders going Drake May at 2. But I can see that being Jaden Daniels. And then the Pats going Jaden Daniels at 3. But again, I can see them 2 switching. I've gone Cardinals at 4. I don't see why you wouldn't want to take Marvin Harrison Jr., even if you're getting offered 4 first-rounders. I think he is that good. I've gone the Chargers sticking at 5 and selecting Malik Nabers. I think they need wide receiver help, and I think the Chargers are probably going to be the team that goes sort of offense in the first three rounds, because I think they need that help. My trade is here, so I've gone the Giants trading back to 11 and the Vikings trading up from 11 to 6. So I've got them giving the 11, 23 and next year's second, and taking JJ McCarthy.
Ooh, it's gone into he's actually gone into detail. I've got one trade in mind, and there's no details to it. I didn't get that far into it. You can work out the trade details between themselves. I'm just giving you the top line. But I like that. Bit of extra effort from H.
Yeah, so I've gone Vikings trading up and getting JJ McCarthy. I mentioned the next two on the last pod, but I don't see the Titans not selecting Joe Alt, and I don't see the Falcons not selecting Dallas Turner. I think both of them are two players that you probably can't turn down with the situations that they've got. I think the Titans are desperate for a tackle, and the Falcons could really do with a bit of a edge help. And then I've got the Bears going with Latu. So they get a little bit of edge help as well. I could see that being Jared Verse, but I've gone with Latu myself. And then 10, I've gone the Jets taking Brock Bowers. And I think that is
okay. Ian?
A decent pick for them.
Similar?
Yeah, similar. A couple of changes here and there, but fairly similar.
Go on then, it was yours quickly.
No. No, I'd rather not. Right. We've done.
I didn't have time to do a top 10. I was buying biscuits.
I've been eating biscuits, yeah.
Right, well, I'll give you mine, H. So I've got Caleb Williams at 1 to the Bears. I've got Jaden Daniels, specifically because I think with the Cliff Kingsbury thing, I think they might just lean towards Jaden Daniels slightly. I could be wrong. And I've got the Patriots completely overthinking it and going for JJ McCarthy. I think the Cardinals will stay at 4 and go with Marvin Harrison because, as we discussed on the last pod, they'd be daft not to. But this is where I think the trade comes in. I think the Chargers, after all of them gone and Harrison's gone, I think the Chargers take the opportunity to move down. The Vikings move up and take Drake May at 5. Yeah. The Giants stay where they are and take Malik Nabers, which will break me a little bit. I've got Titans and Falcons going Joe Alt and Dallas Turner, as you said. I've got the Bears taking Jared Verse, and then I've got the Jets taking Rome Odunze at 10. So I think...
I can see if Odunze falls.
I know they've got Mike Williams now, but I think they'll look at that and go, he's fallen too far for us not to take him. So.
I can see that. I can see the Chargers trading back as well. I think if Marvin Harrison Jr. is not there, I could see them trading back. And if they trade back with the Vikings, like you said, they're almost definitely getting 11 and 23. You could still land one, if not two, wide receivers that can replace your Mike Williams and your Keenan Allen. So I like that a lot.
The interesting thing I thought was worthwhile mentioning was when the Texans did that trade with the Vikings. Everyone assumed it was the Vikings, and then I saw a few articles last week that said it was the Texans that actually approached the Vikings about moving down, which I thought was interesting.
So the rumours behind it is the Texans were trying to trade for Keenan Allen. I'll try and go as quick as I can with this. So the Texans tried to trade for Keenan Allen.
Ian's going
to
fall asleep.
I'm just trying to stay with this because this is interesting.
So the Texans tried to trade for Keenan Allen, and it was going to be next year's third. When, a bit, as I understand it, is the Chargers wanted to pick this year. The Chargers wanted the pick this year, and the Texans didn't want to give up a third this year. So then he ended up going to the Bears for a fourth because it was this year. So then the Texans instantly started going straight for Stephon Diggs as their second choice, and that was what the Bills wanted a second for Diggs, and that's why we approached the Vikings about trading back up so that they can then we can get Diggs, and obviously they have the two first rounders as ammunition to trade up.
And if all of that's true, has anybody told Stephon Diggs he was second choice? Because that feels like a really good start to his Texans career to go, we wanted Keenan Allen, but you had to do.
Well, he was actually third choice because before all that, there was we were trying to get Armstead from San Fran, but that all fell through. So it was weird how the caps, because it's all to do with cap space, like isn't it? It's all to do with the cap space, and so after the trades and things like that, we had to redo contracts. So I think Stephon Diggs knew purely because Keenan Allen was the cheaper option of the two as well.
Right.
For a cap hit this year.
Right. Very quick game. Well, I say very quick. We're already 10 minutes in. Very quick game. Higher or lower? Got 10. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a draft pick from the 2010 draft. I'm going to tell you who it was, what position he played, and where he went, and the draft pick. And then I'm going to give you another player from 2011, and you have to tell me whether he went higher or lower than the previous one.
Right, got you.
So, for example, if we started off in 2010 with Earl Thomas, safety Seahawks, went first round, well, they all went, these are all first round picks, so he went 14th overall. And then I said to you, in 2011, we'll have J.J. Watt, defensive end of Houston Texans. Did he go higher or lower than the 14th? H would say...
J.J. Watt was higher.
J.J. Watt was higher because he went...
9?
No, he went 11th overall, but you were still 11. At the point because he was higher. And then we'd move on to 2012. Okay.
He got booed as well.
Right. Right away through to 2020. So there's 10 possible points available. If you're playing at home, grab a pen and paper now, write down, let us know how you get on. So we're going to kick off with Des, and I've tried because we're a fantasy podcast. I haven't done defensive players. We're just going to stick to the fantasy players that would have been relevant. So okay. At 2010, we've got Des Bryant, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, who went 24th overall. The following year, in 2011, the Saints drafted Mark Ingram in the first round, running back. Did he go higher or lower than 24th overall? How do you want to do this? Do you want to write it down and we'll come back to it, or should we do everyone? Oh, we're going to have to do everyone as we go through. That was a stupid question.
Yeah. I'm going to say higher.
Can we cut that bit out? What are we going, higher
or lower?
Know.
I've got higher.
I'll go a little bit lower. 28, something like that.
He did go 28th. That is lower. So a point to H.
So we're at 28 now.
Yeah. So in 2012...
The only way is up. <It's>,
This might be an issue with my game. In 2012, Doug Martin, running back, went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Did he go higher or lower than 28th overall?
Yeah, definitely higher.
Higher.
Both going higher?
Yeah, I'm just playing the odds.
Both wrong. He was 31st overall. So
right, the next one.
Right at the end. In 2013, it was Tavon Austin, wide receiver for the at the time St. Louis Rams. Did he go higher or lower?
Higher.
Than 31st overall.
Higher.
I'd go 18.
Both going higher, both correct to go higher. Ian, do you want to have a guess at where Tavon Austin was drafted in 2013?
Give you a clue, it wasn't 18.
21?
8th overall.
No way.
Yes. 8th overall. Wow. Tavon Austin. So we're at 8. The following year, 2014, Mike Evans, wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, came into the league. Was he higher or lower than 8th overall?
Lower and 13.
Higher, 7.
Ooh.
There's no bonus points, but if there was, Ian, you would get one because he was higher and he did go 7th overall. So that's after 4, that's 2 each, levels it up. So Mike Evans was 7th overall. In 2015, the St. Louis Rams again drafted running back Todd Gurley. What a great player he was.
One of my favourite players ever.
Todd Gurley went in the first round, but did he go higher or lower than 7th overall?
Lower.
See, in my head, I've got him going quite high because they said lower. Got some bias there now. I'm going to stick with higher. I think he went higher than 7.
He didn't. He went lower. He went 10th overall. So it's a point for H.
It was close, though.
You realise, Ian, you've just said higher 5 times so far.
I'm trying to play it properly now rather than just playing the odds.
Just 50-50. So Todd Gurley went 10th overall. In 2016, Corey Coleman, wide receiver, went to the Cleveland Browns. Was that higher or lower than 10th?
The Browns stunk for years.
Yeah, so the logic is the Browns had a really high draft pick that year.
Yeah.
Spaffed it on Corey Coleman.
Yeah, I'm going higher.
You're going higher than 10th?
Yeah, I'm going to follow my own logic and go higher.
You're going to go higher.
Unless they traded back in.
You're both wrong. He went to the Browns at 15 overall, which is still too high, but not as high as top 10. 2017, right. One of the greatest players, possibly the greatest player to ever play the game, Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, was taken. Was it higher or lower than 15th overall?
So, it was higher because if I remember right, did he go 13 and Watson went 15 to the Texans? Because the Chiefs jumped us for Mahomes.
He didn't.
But it's definitely higher.
He, did, He didn't go 13. Do you want to take a guess at where he did go, Ian? Do you know? Can you remember?
He knows because it was just before the Bengals.
It was after the Bengals because we took John Ross and passed on Mahomes. But then he wasn't immediately after us. He might have been 9.
He was 10. 10 overall. Which, I mean, when you look at the first round for the 2017 draft, what a draft that was. You've
apart
got
from what we did.
Unless you are the Bengals or the Bears. So
yeah.
we've already talked about the Bengals, but that was also the same draft where the Bears traded up from 3rd to 2nd so that they could pay a shed load more to take Mitch Trubisky at 2 overall. And which was ahead of CMC, Mahomes, Marshawn Lattimore, Deshaun Watson, Hassan Reddick, Marlon Humphreys, Evan Ingram, David Njoku, TJ Watt, who went 30th in that round, and you know, many others in that.
And John Ross.
What a first round that was. So that's it. So
Mahomes for 1 overall that year. It was CMC, wasn't it?
No. I don't have that information to hand. Oh, actually, I do. No, I don't. Oh, yes, I do. I know. No, I don't have it to hand, but I know it is.
I think it was Baker.
I think it was Miles Garrett.
Oh, yeah, could be. Sorry. Yeah.
Baker was the year after.
That
was the time when the Browns had the number one pick every year and messed it up every year. Right. So,
Garrett.
H leads by 1 with 3 to go. 2018. So we've got Mahomes. It should be getting easier now because it's easier to remember. Mahomes went 10th overall in 2018. Another quarterback, Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills got their quarterback. He went higher, 17. Or lower than 10th.
He went 17, so lower.
So H is going lower.
Yeah, well, I'm also going lower.
It wasn't 17, but it was definitely lower.
Lower, it is lower.
Both going lower.
Because there was a big hoo-ha that he wasn't.
We're like 80% confident that's lower.
Yeah, well, you're wrong, because he went 7th overall.
Oh, my God. I'm awful at this game.
I
was sure it was after.
He was the third quarterback off the board.
Yes, behind Baker.
Because Baker and Sam Darnold went 1 and 3.
Sam Darnold,
But he was 7th.
Oh, man.
I'm fuming.
And then even later in that.
What draft, was the other? Was Lamar. Yeah. He went 32, didn't he, Lamar?
It was at 31.
Yeah.
Right. 2019. So Josh Allen went 7th overall. In 2019, Josh Jacobs, running back for the Oakland Raiders, did he go higher or lower than 7?
Lower.
I don't remember him being drafted.
He was definitely drafted.
I know he was definitely drafted. I can't even remember. I'll have to go lower because I feel like running backs didn't go that high or don't go that high.
H is just playing the odds now, so if he just matches my answer,
I'm going to make him go first.
I'll answer first. I'll say he was lower.
Lower. You're both right. He was lower. He went 24th overall, which brings us on to the last one. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. 5-4 to H. So H has to go first in the last one to try, and then Ian, you've got a chance to send it to a tiebreaker. In 2020,
no matter what H says now, I'm going opposite.
Yeah, Brandon, which is the way to play. Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, was picked in the first round, but was that higher or lower than 24?
I will say it is lower.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ian, I'm assuming higher. You're going higher.
I'll play for the loss.
Well, you could have played for the loss because you lost anyway. So yeah. H was right. He went 25th overall to the 49ers.
Yeah. So, if I'm honest, I wanted H to go higher because I did think he was lower.
Yeah. So yeah. 6-4 in H's favour. Not bad. Not a brilliant effort.
No, that's poor from me. I'm genuinely disappointed about that.
When you look back on it, it is hard to remember what happened. I mean, we're not going back. We're not going back further than 2010 because that's far enough away as it is. So.
But it's also one of those, like, if you're watching the draft, it's late at night, you are drinking, watching it. It's tough to remember.
Well, I'm going to give you the tiebreaker question anyway, because people at home might be listening and they'll be like, well, I got 6-2. What's the tiebreaker? So the tiebreaker is, what overall position did James Cook, running back for the Buffalo Bills, go in the 2022 draft? So I just need the overall number of the pick.
He was the third round. I want to say it was 67, but I'm not. It's not. Oh, man.
I realize you've already won and this isn't important.
It is important because it can beat the viewers. I'm going to go 83. I don't know why there's a 3 in my head.
83? 73,
then.
73.
And it wasn't a 3.
And Ian would have been closer. And if you'd have put that 3 together with the 60-something that you said to start with, you would have been right, H, because he wasn't a third rounder. He was second to last pick in the second round. And he was 63 overall. So if anybody got that, congratulations, well done. Probably a Bills fan.
I remember it being a 3 at the end.
Yeah. So let us know how you got on the socials, as always, which is at JMD Pod. Which, if you're watching us on YouTube, you can see scrolling along the bottom in a wonderful graphic that Ian's proud of. So, any comments or any feedback for Ian on that, much appreciated as well, because he's putting a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, just for Ian, yeah. Just any comments or feedback, direct them straight to Ian.
If you're putting the effort in, you deserve the credit that comes with it. So, That's how we work in the JMD world. So yeah, follow us on at the JMD Pod. And also, the other thing we were going to say was, anything else like this you'd like to see us put together, any other bonus content, happy to hear some ideas. Anything that you think UK fantasy football podcasts should be doing more of that they're not doing, let us know. Anything from either of you two boys before we wrap up?
No, cheers for doing that, Pete. Right, even though I lost, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah,
well, it's been fun.
Now calm down a little bit.
Thanks for listening, as always, and we'll see you next time.